Good morning, Grinders. Welcome back to the Weekend Grind podcast brought to you by Roto Grinders. What's up, guys? How you doing? I'm Josh, Sir Giant, as always, here on the weekends to talk some MLB DFS with you guys. Got a healthy nine-game slate locking at 7:05 p.m. And yeah, baseball, man, it's almost over. We're coming to the closing stretch here going into the postseason. So lots of craziness been going on, but we have football back. Hope you guys have been enjoying that. And basketball right around the corner, too. Good time for DFS where we kind of get some overlap in all the sports. So yeah, definitely going to be a good time. Go ahead, give me a follow on Twitter if you haven't already. You can follow me at Real Joshua Giant. Keep up what I'm doing over there. Feel free to shoot over any questions or comments that you might have. Always love interacting with you guys. But yeah, we have an interesting slate here, guys. We're going to hop into the pitching as we normally start here on the Weekend Grind. Now we've got Mad Max Scherzer on the mound going against the Pirates. The Pirates 2.87 implied run total, one of the lowest on the slate. So Mad Max is a guy that you're going to have to consider here. Just, you know, gets a good matchup here against the Pirates. Really nothing to worry about in this lineup. Mad Max always has the upside when he takes the hill, so definitely somebody you want to consider. Obviously priced up, and above him we have Corey Kluber, who's actually the most expensive pitcher on the slate, going against the White Sox. Now, I think Kluber is my top overall option here on the slate. I think that he has the best matchup of, you know, as far as like where the game is being played. It's a ballpark factor, and as far as the actual pure matchup itself in the vacuum against the White Sox, I think he has the best matchup on the board. The White Sox, atrocious at the plate, and strike out a ton. 27% strikeout rate for the White Sox this season. And Kluber, 36% strikeout rate against righties, 32% against lefties this season. Just such a good smash spot for him. So throwing at home against this White Sox offense, I think you kind of have to just lock Kluber in. 12K on FanDuel, not cheap at all, but certainly a route that we're going to have to take on the slate because he does have the best matchup and the most upside in his matchup. So I would love some Corey Kluber. And with all the September call-ups and all the craziness we see in the lineups and people resting, especially on a Saturday like tomorrow at the end of the season, we'll definitely be able to find some value bats that come along the way. Another thing here that we have to look at, we got a Clayton Kershaw pricing special. If he throws, we're going to see what they decide to do. But if Clayton Kershaw does decide to, you know, they do decide to roll Clayton Kershaw out there to throw this game, you're going to get him for that Coors discount, 9,600 on FanDuel. I know it's like, it feels like a trap. It feels weird. Now, Kershaw traditionally just doesn't throw well in Coors Field. His stats have taken significant decrease across the board every time he's throwing in Coors throughout his career. So as a whole, this is not something that we'd really want to try to like to target too hard. I get it in tournaments. I think it's a great tournament play because you're getting Kershaw at such a discount. You get some bats in there, but at the same time, hate the ballpark downgrade that he gets at Coors Field. So I don't think that I'm going to be chasing Kershaw in cash. If I'm playing cash, Kluber's the guy. Kluber's my top guy in all formats, but Kershaw is certainly an interesting tournament option here on the slate, so would have to give him a look. One thing that pops off the page for me here is Seth Lugo going against the Phillies. Now, I know the Phillies bats have been waking up, but Vegas still doesn't have a ton of faith in them. 3.6 is the implied run total for the Phillies in this matchup. It's, you know, it's in a hitter-friendly park, but Seth Lugo is a heavy favorite here. Minus 142 on the money line, and that Mets implied run total, almost a full run above the Phillies. So certainly would be looking at some Seth Lugo as an SP2 on DraftKings and tournaments. I think that's a solid play over there. Other than that, there's just not a lot of pitching to love on the slate, guys. It gets really ugly after that. So my advice to you would be not to get too cute. Try not to chase too much. I think the clear top pitching options are pretty obvious. It goes for me, Kluber, Mad Max, and some Clayton Kershaw if you want to, you know, feel a little froggy in tournaments, especially with the Dodgers really wanting to wind down with the season here. But yeah, I think that's the way to go. I think Seth Lugo is a fine SP2 on DraftKings if you're trying to save some money. But overall, you know, the top guys are the guys you want to stick with here on the slate, so that's what you want to do. After that, now we're going to move on to the bats. We're going to go game by game here just to go with more of an efficient format since it is a shorter Saturday slate. So we'll start with the Mets and Phillies game. Not a whole lot to love in the bats here, but I think that there's a few spots we could look at. Don't really love this Mets lineup, so I think I'll pass there. On the Philly side, though, I did mention I like Seth Lugo as an SP2 in tournaments, but I think on like a one pitcher site, it makes sense to target some of these hot Philly bats. So I do like some Nick Williams. Wouldn't mind some Hoskins either, but wouldn't go beyond that. And both those guys, you know, tournaments only, just not a safe spot for either of them. Let's move on to the Pirates and Nationals. Now Jameson Taillon is a pretty good pitcher. Like, you know, he's got some decent stuff. He's not a guy we normally want to target. Obviously, we don't want to target any bats against Mad Max. This just feels like a stay away spot for me on both sides. If I was going to target anyone on the Nationals, probably just pick some of those lefty bats, like, you know, maybe get some Danny Murphy in there. But still, just to me, not worth chasing here. The bats, I think there's a lot better. There's many games here that have better spots, so I think we'll pass there. Speaking of better spots here, we got the White Sox and Indians. Stay away from the White Sox offense, obviously, with Kluber being the top option pitching on the slate. But these Cleveland Indians are in a pretty good spot. Carson Fulmer, the guy throwing for the White Sox, 64% fly ball rate on the season here. This is a spot for the Cleveland bats. The 64% fly ball rate against lefties, 48% against righties, over 5.3 Sierra against lefties, 4.3 against righties. He's a guy who gives up a lot of fly balls. Fly ball pitcher in Cleveland against some of the hottest bats in the league, and struggles against lefties. So load up on the lefties here. Get yourself some Jason Kipnis. Get yourself some Jay Bruce for sure, especially at this price tag. Hit a homer yesterday. Still swinging a hot stick. I don't mind the switch hitters, like some Lindor, some Jose Ramirez, but really like these Cleveland bats. So I think that this is a good spot to stack and stack away with the Cleveland Indians, and make sure you start with the lefties and the switch hitters and work from there. Next game, we have the Detroit Tigers against the Minnesota Twins. George Farmer, George the Buck Farmer against Aaron Seager's Sluggers. The bats on both sides, I think, are in play here. We'll start with the Detroit side. You could play some Miggy if you want. You could play some Kinsler. I think Kinsler's in play. And Candelario, if he's still cheap across the industry, I think you could take a flyer on him. Wouldn't really play any of these Detroit Tigers bats as one-offs, but I think that they would make sense if you wanted to get more of an off-the-board stack, since there are a lot of other good spots to go here on the slate. On the Twins side of the ball against Buck Farmer, Buck is a guy that traditionally just struggles against lefties, so get some Eddie Rosario in there. He's a guy who really jumps off the page, likes some Max Kepler, and the usual suspects of Brian Dozier. He's in play too, Polanco. Do like the Minnesota stack here too. All these bats are in play from top to bottom. Get them in your lineups. Love the Twins bats here on the slate. Next, we have the Atlanta Braves in Miami against the Marlins. Lucas Sims going against Despain, Pop Despain over there in Miami. Giancarlo Stanton at home against Lucas Sims. Love this scenario. Get some Giancarlo Stanton in my lineup for sure. Don't mind these Miami bats. I think Yelich is in play. Like some Ozuna too. The big boar master, Justin Boer, he's in play here. Romuto, really like this Miami lineup here. I think you don't necessarily have to stack, maybe mini stack, or you could even take Stanton as a one-off if you want. So, but definitely like some of these Miami bats here. If Romuto's in the lineup, he gives you a solid option at catcher here against Lucas Sims. Lucas Sims, not anyone to be afraid of. Now, on the flip side of this matchup, Despain is a guy who just doesn't go really deep into games, gets his pitch counts up high. He's pretty wild at the plate, walks a lot of guys, wastes a lot of pitches. So you end up seeing the bullpen pretty quick here, and that Miami bullpen, not something I'm afraid of. But we got to work with what we got in the starter here. Despain, 5.56 ERA Sierra against lefties and 5.10 Sierra against righties. This is a spot where we kind of want to target pretty hard, I think. And I think we could start with some Freddie Freeman. I like Kurt Suzuki here too. Some Ozzie Albies. I think that there's a few guys here. The problem with this Atlanta lineup is it is kind of watered down, and the pitchers are in the lineup, so that waters it down even more. But if we're going to pick any of the hitters from this Braves lineup, I don't mind Freddie Freeman being a cornerstone of that. And I'd even play Freddie Freeman as a one-off here against Despain. Wouldn't mind doing that either. So the takeaway from this is the Miami bats are pretty solid here in play. And if you're going to take some one-offs from this game, Stanton and Freeman are the two guys you want to target. Let's move on to the next game now. We got the D-backs in Kansas City against the Royals. 9 is the over-under, 4.6 implied run total for the Diamondbacks. Going against Jacob Junis, a kid who's just been struggling since he came up to the majors. So Really like these Arizona bats here. The problem is they do get that park downgrade in Kansas City, so it wouldn't go too crazy, but would start again with David Peralta, Paulie Goldschmidt, J.D. Martinez, Jake Lamb, A.J. Pollock is in play. It's just like I want to see the lineup again. This is like, here's the issue, guys, with Saturday baseball, especially September Saturday baseball, is we really don't know what the lineups are going to be until they come out. You get a lot of surprises and weird lineups, so take all this with the expectations of lineups coming out differently or strange or not the usual guys that we're used to. So if that happens, you just adapt and you work your way into your favorite bats by seeing what the lineups are. So if we get the usual Diamondbacks lineup here, which we would like to stack like the top half of this Arizona Diamondbacks lineup. On the other side of this, Taiwan Walker is not a guy I traditionally like to target. If I was going to pick any of these Kansas City bats, I think that Hosmer makes sense. He's in play. And I do like some Sal Perez and Mike Moustakas. Maybe some Brandon Moss if he's in the lineup, because Taiwan Walker does have some trouble with lefties. But not in love with these Kansas City bats. I am fine completely fading them. But if you want to get exposure, that's the route that I would go. Now, here's a real, this is where we get to the real meat of the two best hitting games on the slate. We have the Oakland Athletics against the Texas Rangers in Texas. Hot day, 80-degree day with 35% humidity. And we got Daniel Gossett going against Andrew Cashner. Both of them just not anything to be afraid of. Now, Gossett is a guy we really want to target hard, especially with these lefties in Texas, which are massively reduced in price. So you can get Chu and Mazzara and Gallo and all these guys very cheap, Odor, and that's where I would go. I'd just stack up the lefties from this game. I'd get myself Chu, Mazzara, Gallo, and Odor, and those are the guys I'd really target hard. If you want to try to fill in otherwise, you could get some other places. You could get some Elvis Andrus in there. Chirinos is in play too. Now, Cashner is a guy that's really struggled against lefties. He's all the peripherals say that he's terrible against lefties. It catches up to him, and in a ballpark like this, you can't avoid it. So the lefties on this Oakland lineup, it's kind of limited where you're going to get these lefties, but we got Matt Joyce, we got Jed Lowry, Bruce Maxwell as well. So, we do have some good spots here to target, and when you get a spot like this against Cashner in a good hitter's ballpark, you want to focus on that. If Matt Olson is in the lineup too, you want to make sure you get him in there. That kid, so much pop in his bat. So if Matt Olson's in the lineup, you just lock and load him against Andrew Cashner in Texas. But one of my favorite stack spots, one of my favorite game stacks of the day. And on to the next spot. This is where it gets a little iffy too, because it is a good spot to get some bats. But you got Kershaw against Marquez. Now, Kershaw, obviously an absolute beast, the stud, the absolute goat in the league at pitching. But German Marquez is not a terrible pitcher either. He's not a guy you'd normally want to go out of your way to target too hard, but it's in Coors, and he's not a great pitcher, so I would not really focus on these Colorado bats. Just not going to do it. If you want to take some tournament flyers, go with the lefty hitters like Arenado and Trevor Story. But for me, it's just a full fade on the Colorado side, unfortunately. Kind of a waste of a Coors game there. But the Dodgers bats certainly in play for me, and especially those Dodgers lefties. We saw Curtis Granderson lead off yesterday. If he's leading off, I'd lock him in at his cheap price tag. Really like Corey Seager, too. We love Justin Turner with those reverse splits against righties. Cody Bellinger in play. I would play some Puig, too. Just full stack of these Dodgers, man. Like, this Dodgers lineup is certainly in play and one of my top stacks of the day. So make sure you get your Dodgers exposure. Now, the last game of the night, we got the Mariners in Los Angeles against the Angels. We got a 9 over as the game total here, as the over-under. And we got Andrew Moore, a guy who came up earlier in the year. Not anything special, not anything terrible, though. Going against Ricky Nolasco, another guy who's hard to figure out. Gives up a ton of hard contact, though. So, I think the Angels are certainly in play. Trout and Upton would be where you'd want to start with the Angels. Just not in love with any of the cheaper plays around them. Maybe some Pujols if I want, but going to stick with just Trout and Upton if I'm playing any of these Angels bats. It's going to be tough because they do have a high implied run total, but we have that beautiful game in Texas to target, so it's going to be hard to force in the two most expensive bats in the Angels game, like Trout and Upton, but we'll do our best. And I think that if you're going to play this slate and you want to take some shots in tournaments, multiple lineups is in order. And I think that to get off of the chalk a little bit, you could get some of these other Angels bats in there other than Trout and Upton. get yourself a little difference maker. And if they score a ton of runs, you'll be in good shape. On the Seattle side of the offense here, Nolasco gives up a ton of hard contact, especially to lefties. So I think Cano and Kyle Seager are both in play. Hate that it's being played in Los Angeles. The stadium is just not made for hitters. It plays more neutral, slightly favors pitchers in certain aspects. But Cano and Seager would be where I'd go. And maybe Cruz, just because, you know, Cruz could hit, you know, hit the cover off the ball when he's having a good day and gets a pitcher like this who gives up a ton of hard contact. So wouldn't really love targeting the bats in this game, but I definitely see some merit. And the Angels are my favorite pivot stack, you know, like where it's like you want to get some lower owned guys in tournaments. Go ahead, you could fill up around Upton and Trout. So that's it. So that's the hitting for me that I'd be looking at, the pitching I'd be looking at on the slate. To round it off, we'll do my stack of the day, not including Coors, but as I mentioned in that Coors stack, really like the Dodgers bats. But my stack of the day is going to be the Texas Rangers. 5.5 implied run total on the slate, highest on the slate as of right now. And these lefties, just, you know, the price and the matchup is just too good, to quote the great Dan Bach. It's too good here. They get the ballpark upgrade. They get a terrible pitcher in Daniel Gossett. Then they get the Oakland bullpen. Everything looks good for them. And these lefties, they have a great spot to show some pop and score some runs. So really love this Texas Rangers offense on this slate. So that's going to do it for today. I hope you all have a happy day of grinding some DFS. I'm sure you're all going to get some NFL research in too, which is great. And feel free to shoot over any questions or comments on Twitter. As I mentioned earlier, at Real Joshua Giant is my handle. And other than that, we'll see you guys next weekend. Travis will be back next weekend for the Weekend Grind podcast here on Roto-Grinders. I'm Joshua Giant. Peace out, Grinders.